ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Last year, Dublin won the title, the European Capital of Smart Tourism. And it sounds like it's all about technology, but really what smart is a kind of a recognition of destinations who are trying to be better across a couple of core categories. And those categories are sustainability, accessibility, digital, and culture. So Dublin got recognized last year as kind of a leading destination and was awarded this title for 2024. So this year we are, as Dublin, the European capital of smart tourism.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. That's the voice of Barry Rogers, head of Dublin City Tourism Unit. This year, Dublin is representing Europe as the sustainable capital. We spoke to Barry about the journey to acquiring the honour and what's to come over the rest of 2024.
So winning this award is it's kind of like the Oscars of tourism. It's the biggest award that you can win as a destination in tourism, full stop. There is no bigger award, and it's administered by the European Commission. But I suppose winning this award was very much a Dublin team effort. None of this happened by accident or alone. It wasn't just Dublin City Council. We very much submitted the application, but on behalf of about 40 different partners. But Dublin, I suppose, like a lot of your listeners might not know, Dublin has been kind of heavily invested in this area of sustainable tourism and responsible tourism for a number of years. Like, we started out in 2019 with the first ever smart tourism program in Europe. And what that started out as was a pilot to look at how can we influence tourism using technology, and how can we pilot new technologies in tourism, such as augmented reality and things like that. And that very quickly grew into a much bigger conversation around, you know, how can we look beyond the economic impact of tourism? How can we make sure that tourism is beneficial to our locals and our environment, as well as supporting the various cultural offerings that we have around the city? So the conversation started out pre-pandemic very much as an incubator for technology. And then 4 years later, became this almost a model for kind of destination management. And so we've been on this journey, I suppose, for at least 4 years now. And a lot of people might not be aware that it's happening in the background, but Dublin would be looked to from a lot of other destinations as kind of very much trying to change the model from a traditional tourism model to a more responsible tourism model. Yeah, it's just, I think it's a real recognition of where Dublin wants to go to and where it wants to be as a destination. We've got a tremendous amount of work to do in that area, but it's really a recognition of like all of our partners and everyone working on our behalf to make Dublin a better place to live and visit.
Dublin is now at the pinnacle when it comes to this area among other European cities, and I know you've been there for so long and seen the good and the bad that we've had to produce. But when you started out, was there some cities that we look towards? I know you mentioned Valencia and Bordeaux there, that we maybe should have got to their level, and now, you know, we're actually ahead of the rest.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting area. This kind of what's happening in tourism at the moment is very interesting. A lot of destinations are shifting from tourism being strictly an economic driver, and some destinations have been more ahead of others, which is quite interesting. So, you know, Dublin, for the longest time, Dublin's been a tourism destination for hundreds of years, and primarily that would have been seen as an economic driver. But there's many other destinations which were shifting away from the traditional tourism model long before us. So we really focused on a few destinations, particularly Copenhagen and Gothenburg, as well as Helsinki. These are destinations which completely flipped the traditional tourism development model and started putting their locals and their environment at the center of why they do tourism in the first place. And so they've been doing this for, you know, 15, 20 years, and they've been leading the way. They've all been former winners of this award. And so when we came to writing our policies and our strategies and building our business models, we looked to those destinations to see what they were doing. You know, there's huge similarities between our tourism strategy and Copenhagen's tourism strategy. You know, it's we're constantly looking to these other destinations for inspiration, and we have as much to thank of them for why we've won this award than ourselves.
The award is a real honour for the capital and the people who have worked so hard to achieve it. Their goal now is to continue the work and showcase the best of Dublin on a sustainable front for visitors from all across the globe.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.